You're hearing some of the news reports, and we actually talked about this before it happened. Some of the news leading up to the big unveiling last night at the Ford World Headquarters in Dearborn, the new electric F-150, and we wanted to delve in a few more of the details that maybe we didn't have a chance to get to in some of our news reports for you. It's interesting the way that this is being talked about, depending on what analyst and opinion you're getting. Some say it's not just an advancement for Ford as a vehicle company, a motor company, but it's something that could be the advancement, the key to the future of EV, electric vehicles, since Ford is the best-selling vehicle in all these United States. If that can continue to be that way, now as an electric version, that might help to popularize or make it more acceptable, especially for truck owners who are concerned about, will this electric vehicle have the same kind of power? Will it be able to haul the stuff I want to haul and tow the stuff I want to tow? Ford says, yes, it will.
0 to 60 in over less than a little over 4 seconds.
Yeah.
A pretty good acceleration on that thing.
And is it true, guys, I have to admit, I don't know really much about cars and all that, even though my dad's an engineer. Yeah. I don't know much, but is it true that the electric vehicles have an easier time going from 0 to 60, let's say, in a quicker time than fuel-based cars?
Unless you're dealing with a funny car or something
okay.
like that.
All right.
Yeah, on a conventional car, yeah.
I heard somebody say that on the news, and I said, okay, I have to admit, I'm ignorant. I did not know that.
I saw the video last night with the reveal, and it looked like it had some pretty good takeoff.
I'm with you on the same way, although I know that Art has a chance to experience an electric vehicle, and he's talked about it's got some get up and go.
Yeah, right. Yep.
And it happened last night, again, at the Ford World Headquarters, the F-150 Lightning. At this time, EV sales make up less than 2% of new vehicle sales in the U.S., and that's why they're hoping that there could be a boost if you can get anywhere close to some of the sales going on now for the F-150, again, which is the best-selling truck. Boost that percentage again, make it more acceptable. That's what some of the analysts are saying.
I was shocked by the price. The starting price, the baseline, under $40,000, just under
$39,974.
I was shocked that that came with that number. Of course, it may depend on how many options and features you add to it.
In fact, it says here, if you do, because it says not counting destination fees or tax incentives available, so there could be some discounts or some increases, but the price tag, depending on the trim level, as they say, could be upwards of 90,000.
Yeah, and the one they were showing off last night was the Platinum, which I suspect is a $90,000 version.
That price, though, you talk about, you know, that base, about 40,000. Right now, the base of the gasoline-powered F-150 is 28,900, roughly, you know, 29,000. So it's going to be a little bit more expensive, but not as far off as some people thought. The same thing I thought of, how expensive is this going to be?
Well, it sure has some attractive features.
Well, let's see. What are some of those features? Well, you had a news report. A lot of people are talking about the frunk.
Yeah, that 400-pound capacity that you can put up front in the vehicle. And the other nice thing is the vehicle, how it has a low center of gravity, because under in the middle of the frame on the bottom all the way along, it has the battery, which you know, it helps make the vehicle, I understand, handle a lot better.
Yeah, yep. That's one of the other features they talk about having that. In fact, a large lithium-ion battery pack that features a liquid cooling system. Customers will have two battery pack options, a standard package that targets an estimated EPA range of about 230 miles, or the extended range, which gets you up to 300 miles.
Mm. Yeah, there were some rolling comments when Mr. Ford was making the announcement on Facebook, and someone said, well, there goes the end of going to the UP in one day.
Well, Ford says, you know, to combat those arguments, that F-150 Lightning drivers will have access to a network of more than 63,000 charging plugs across the U.S.
Yeah, of course, that takes time.
Yeah, where they're going to be located.
To charge it, yeah.
And if you were needing to get to someplace in a hurry, it says here in 10 minutes, one of those chargers could give you at least 54 miles of range.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it says
okay.
here.
Well, that's
so
a pretty rapid charge.
Reading the Ford information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It has the same cabin bed dimensions as a gas-powered F-150. in case anyone was concerned about that, with the ability, again, to tow and haul.
So yeah, five-passenger, yeah, with a crew cab.
It even features, it says here, the center console that flips over to become a makeshift workstation.
Oh.
Didn't know they had that.
I didn't either.
Didn't know they had that. There also is going to be the wireless technology allowing software updates mm-hmm. that Ford says will improve the vehicle over time.
Right. Mm-hmm, including self-driving, apparently, somewhere down the road.
And also, I thought there was one other thing I wanted to mention here. Oh, a feature that when activated allows customers to lock, unlock, and even start the truck without taking their phones out of their pockets or even using a key fob.
Huh.
Well, how does that work?
Can't imagine. Ford start.
Well, voice command, I don't know, but yeah, that's all it says here. Yeah, I highlighted that specifically. I was wondering the same thing. Again, a feature that when activated, it doesn't say what the activation is. Customers can lock, unlock, and start a truck without taking their phone out or using a key fob.
And it has a big 15-inch screen.
I don't know, really?
Yeah, it's a huge screen that it had in the dash.
Hopefully that's
an option.
Hopefully that's for the passengers to look at.
I was a little concerned about whether or not the drivers are going to spend a lot of time
Although,
with that.
A lot of times you have those screens where all the information pops up on those mm-hmm. screens that you yeah. need. But And production is supposed to start next spring. Truck's slated to go on sale in mid-2022, so we're still a year away from that.
And they showed pictures of it towing a camper, towing boats, et cetera, loading dirt in the back end of the truck. I mean, it's going to be very comparable to a regular Ford truck.
Well, again, this is why, again, depending on the expert or the analyst that you're listening to, thinking that because of the popularity of what it does now that makes it so popular, if it can be matched, maybe even improved on.
Yeah.
Is that making the vehicle more acceptable because the Ford F-150, people want them, will buy them, and increase the sales of EVs, and then you could see the increase of EV sales across the entire line of vehicles.
I guess I would be one of those cautious, conservative buyers. I'd like to wait a while and see everybody else have what kind of experience they have with something mm-hmm. brand new like that before I would jump in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
That's always a question, too, something brand new like that.
Mm-hmm. Right, and this is the first in the line. I mean, obviously, I think there will be improvements as time goes on and refinements and all of that. But this is, it's the start. Everybody said 10, 15, 20 years ago this was going to happen. Many didn't want to believe it, but everybody, it's here.
And
it's happening.
We already have a number of electric vehicles
right.
that are available. Mm-hmm. It's just that with this, the popularity of it, this kind of offers the heightened excitement mm-hmm. for those who
They already had unveiled some while ago the e-Mustang,
yep.
but they brought out the latest version of it last night, a yellow sport version, and it looked like it was quite a roadster. Right. Yeah.
Well, we'll find out. Stay tuned in the future. You know, sales are going to be tracked, and the popularity, there'll probably be interviews and such with owners and things, and even more to come.
And it's around mm-hmm. 40,000
on the base price.
Yeah, wow, and you can go to YouTube and just check out Ford Lightning, and it has all of the highlights. You'll be able to see it there.
The future apparently is now.